You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prince Charles and Camilla are coming to New Zealand in mid-November, and their visit will include a trip to Waitangi, which is very exciting. New Zealand currently has our head of state over in the United Kingdom, being Queen Elizabeth II. However, some groups think this could all change when she eventually departs the throne. I spoke with Lewis Holden from New Zealand Republic about the royal visit and about the chances of New Zealand becoming a republic.
Well, look, we obviously welcome world tours because it's a great time for us to discuss this issue. And look, Charles is coming with Camilla to Waitangi, which is an important place for all New Zealanders, so we can't begrudge him for that. But it does raise this question around who our head of state should be in the future.
And there's always a lot of fanfare when they do come. I remember it rained quite a lot last time Charles was here, and people were still lining the streets with their flags and things. Do you think people in New Zealand overall support us still having a monarchy?
No. What's become apparent in the last few years, especially post-Brexit, strangely enough, is that more and more New Zealanders actually support having a New Zealander as our head of state. What we have found as well, especially when you take the Queen out of the equation, more people support change than they do the status quo.
So do you think maybe if the, you know, Queen's getting old, when she eventually does get off the throne, do you think that this could be a good time to have a real proper debate over whether we become a republic?
Oh, we think that's inevitable, that discussion will happen. Whether we become a republic, of course, is up to the New Zealand people to decide, and we campaign for there to be a referendum on that issue. So the issue will be thrust into the forefront of political discussions, but look, the reality of it is that at the moment Charles will become king, the moment that the Queen is no longer Queen, and that means that that discussion will happen regardless of what any of us think.
A lot of New Zealanders still do support the monarchy, and whether or not it's majority, I'm not sure, but why do you think we feel an attachment to them when they're just so far away and they're just so removed from us?
It's largely nostalgia and a sense of, particularly amongst older New Zealanders, a sense of a link to Britain. And that's why the Brexit thing seems to have set support up, particularly amongst younger New Zealanders, to becoming a republic. Because by and large, if you've got nostalgia driving support for an institution, inevitably when there is change, as there will be when the Queen goes. And remember, I mean, the Queen fought in the Second World War. She's been our head of state longer than anyone in our history. So naturally there's a lot of positive feelings there and a lot of, I suppose, goodwill and nostalgia about it. But inevitably that will come to an end. So people who support the monarchy, largely older New Zealanders who feel that it gives us some sort of link to the UK. Of course, the reality is that we all know, especially since Britain joined the European Union or European Economic Community as it was in the early 70s, that that doesn't really mean anything. And I suspect that's the reason why younger New Zealanders actually support a New Zealander as head of state.
And why should we become a republic?
Well, we think it's simply about a question of our national identity. We are the colony, we're an independent country, and we've taken over, or taken control, I should say, pretty much all of the institutions of our government apart from the head of state. The head of state is the last institution, which is essentially not a New Zealand institution. The last thing that we did, obviously, was ending appeals to Privy Council. Now I've got the Supreme Court. Everyone said that was going to be a disaster. It wasn't a disaster at all, and it's pretty much the same when it comes to the head of state. We have in our Governor-General a de facto head of state, someone who actually does all the work that we would expect a New Zealand head of state to do, goes overseas, welcomes diplomats, and they play a small part in terms of the formation and dissolution of governments. So they have that constitutional check role, but generally speaking, they're just a symbol. So that office then becomes our head of state, and we have a fully New Zealand-controlled institution.
And would this take the form of, would we have like an election for a president, or how would you like to see it happen?
Yeah, so that's obviously one of the key issues in this debate, is how you actually end up with a head of state. And a number of people obviously feel quite nervous about the fact of directly electing a head of state, because they feel that that could lead to a more powerful position. Most people like the idea of having a non-executive head of state. That's someone who doesn't interfere in the day-to-day running of the country. So they like the parliamentary system. They don't want to go down the US-style system. So there's a very definite split amongst those who support a New Zealand head of state as to whether you should have it elected directly or elected by Parliament. An election by Parliament means that you could put in place rules in terms of a supermajority. And we actually already do that for a number of other offices in government, such as the Auditor General. So the Parliament actually chooses who that person should be. Obviously, what that does is ensures that that position is not a politician, because both sides of politics have to agree on who that is, and inevitably that means you end up with someone who's quite neutral. On the other hand, of course, the people who support directly electing the head of state say, well, that's obviously a lot more democratic, and I think there is an argument from countries where this does happen, such as the Republic of Ireland, where you have a directly elected head of state, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we end up with a US-style system. They still have a very strong parliamentary system like we do.
So it's likely that if we were to become a republic, they'd just be a figurehead like the Governor-General?
Essentially, yeah. Look, we have looked into this in terms of what people actually firstly support, but what obviously we think's best. Quite a number of people are opposed to a republic on the basis that they think it means that we end up with a US-style presidency, which is not the case. But the second thing is, generally speaking, when you look around the world, it is parliamentary democracies that are actually the stronger ones that are better able to deal with, you know, constitutional issues. And when you look at countries that have become republics, generally speaking, their heads of state these days are non-executive and only have limited constitutional powers, especially when it comes to constitutional crisis.
And I believe Jacinda and a number of other members of Cabinet are on record saying they support us becoming a republic, but it's obviously not a priority for them. Do you think it will ever be a government priority?
Well, it'll never be a priority like, you know, jobs or healthcare or the education system or transport is, simply because it's an issue that we really actually only ever have to deal with once. So once we put in place you know, the legislation to establish a New Zealand head of state, hold a referendum, which we obviously would campaign in and hope to win, that's it. The issue then, you know, essentially you know, is decided upon. Whereas, you know, issues like jobs and education and the economy and so on, those things are ongoing issues that all need to be, I suppose, dealt with in an ongoing way. I mean, all governments have to deal with the issue of climate change, for example. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you just put in place a policy once. You've got to do, you know, several things over multiple generations.
And just finally, if it did come down to a referendum, and as you were saying, a lot of older New Zealanders support retaining the monarchy, and they generally are the ones who come out in large numbers to vote, are you worried that they could swing it?
Yeah, that's always a concern, I suppose, for any campaign. But at the end of the day, look, it's up to us to obviously energise everyone and say, look, this is the way that we need to go. It's time for us to have our own head of state, etc. So it's really, yeah, it's really up to us as the you know, campaign for a New Zealand head of state to get people out and to vote for it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.